Can you talk a little bit about the specific IHC tests and panels that are commonly done in patients with lymphoma?
Yeah, so in many laboratories, as I mentioned early on, there is quite a large test menu now. And so if a lab is seeing a lot of lymphoma, they're going to stock most of the reagents that are needed to have quite a large test menu. In some institutions, well, it's what I used to call a shotgun approach, and I've never been in favor of that. So what I would do is I would look down the microscope at an H&E, and I would say, I think I know what this is. And so what do I need to actually order in order to definitively establish that diagnosis? And if there's some relevant negatives or pertinent negatives, I would order them as well. So I never worked in a lab where I would just order a whole panel of things without considering what I think the diagnosis is. And so we were always quite limited in what we did, and that's a cost-efficient way to do it. But remember, I did nothing but lymphoma. So in a lab that's doing more general pathology, they'll have a small number of tests that make up their lymphoma diagnosis category. And they'll do them oftentimes in tiers. So they may have a tier one sort of screening panel that has a B-cell marker, a T-cell marker, has a leukocyte common antigen to know that you're dealing with something in the white blood cell series, so to speak. And they'll have a couple of other markers, EMA sometimes, maybe a keratin. So that's a first sort of screening pass. And then depending on how those look within 24 hours, they'll have those tests out. And then depending on how they look, they might make the decision then to do some more tests that will inform more on exactly the specific diagnosis. I never practiced that way. And so what I would do is, as I said, is I would look down the microscope, and if I think it's a certain type of lymphoma, I would order A, B, C, D in order to establish that.